AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. No apology necessary. That's what Senator John McCain said when asked if fellow Republican and presidential candidate Donald Trump owes him an apology for what Trump said over the weekend about McCain. Here's Trump in Iowa on Saturday.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
This morning, MSNBC asked John McCain if he thinks that Trump owes him an apology.
No, I don't think so, but I think he may owe an apology to the families of those who have sacrificed in conflict and those who have undergone the prison experience in serving their country.
For his part, Trump told the Today Show the media is not reporting everything he said.
I said very clearly he is a war hero. I have absolutely no problem with that.
McCain was a prisoner of war in Vietnam for more than 5 years. Here's something we haven't been able to say in years. The U.S. Embassy in Cuba. There hasn't been one in more than 50 years. This morning, as a new agreement between nations kicks in, there is a U.S. embassy in Havana and a Cuban embassy in Washington. But the two nations still face thorny problems, says our Peter Orsi, who's in Havana.
Havana and Washington still are very far apart on many issues. And now, both sides say, is when the really tricky work begins.
The UN Security Council has approved the nuclear deal between Iran and world powers, including the United States. This sets the stage for ending the sanctions that have throttled Iran's economy. The busy highway between L.A. and Phoenix is closed indefinitely after a bridge collapsed during heavy rain yesterday. The collapse on Interstate 10 left one driver injured and stranded many others. This is AP Radio News. Champion surfer Mick Fanning narrowly escaped a shark yesterday. Our Matt Small wades into this one.
Imagine coming face to face with a shark.
I was waiting for the teeth to come at me.
Mick Fanning did.
It just kept coming at my board and I just was like kicking and screaming.
The Australian was surfing in a competition in South Africa when the beast knocked him off his board.
He was just dragging me underwater.
Fanning says he managed to punch the shark before swimming away without injury. The rest of the competition was canceled. I'm Matt Small.
Now to you cheating spouses. Well, we know it's not you. The parent company of a matchmaking website for philanderers called Ashley Madison says it's been hacked and the personal information of some of its users posted online. The company says it's had the post taken down and it's hired a technology security firm. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 14 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.